Okay. We have two people who have received over 21 local ballots. So Dana Weinberg at 27 and Daniel Weinstein at 25. So according to the rules, if the candidate, and I'm reading right off of here, if the candidate is elected on any given ballot, no one shall be dropped from the following people. So, but the reality is, we have elected Dana Weinberg and Daniel Weinstein. So we need to choose one candidate from among Cooper, Kruger, and Smallville. After ballot number two. Okay, again, choose one from the top three names. The top two are already candidates, are already representatives. Choose one from the top three names. From Cooper, Kruger, and Smallville, choose one. This is ballot number two. Hello. Thank you. We have 10 for Cooper, 15 for Cooper, and 13 for Small Jones. If we do not have 21 votes, we have to do another ballot. So here's what happens. No candidate is led to the Republican ballot. A candidate with the fewest numbers of votes will be dropped from the ballot, and the Senate faculty shall vote again for the remaining pool of candidates. Therefore, we will drop Cooper, and you will vote either for Cooper or Small Jones. This is ballot number 3. One vote either for Cooper or Small Okay, we have a final vote. 21 votes for Cooper and 15 for Small Jones. So we now have our three candidates representatives Cooper, Weinberg, and Weinstein. And I have a motion to adjourn. Okay, thank you, and goodbye. However, we're about to start the new Senate, so if you're a senator in the new Senate, keep your voting cards. Just tell us. And I turn this over to Mary.
hey, will all the new senators please come forward and get your voting cards? You're a new senator. Oh, you're new. Thank you. Okay, well, everyone please be seated unless you're getting your voting card. Unless you're getting your voting card, please be seated. We have quorum. We want to start this meeting. Anyone that doesn't know me, my name is Manny Cenuto from the library. For people that do know me, don't get worried. I'm not here to stage a coup or a comeback like Richard Nixon did in 1968. I'm here for two things. One, the election report. Two, to elect the chair of the Senate for next year. Please, everyone be seated. New senators call for order. The first item on the agenda is the election report. Everyone should have a copy of the report. If you have any amendments, deletions, changes, etc., hold on, because I have a few that I want to make first. On page one of the elections report, we're going to add people. Everyone is a two-year term. The first person we're adding in English is Miles Greer, G-R-I-E-R, David Greer. Alternate in English, Sue Goldhaber, G-O-L-D-H-A-B-E-R, English, Goldhaber. also on page one, library, delegate, Simone Yearwood, 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 alternate, Camino, Annie Camino, C-U-M-M-I-N-O, Camino. Also, page one, Health and Environmental Sciences, alternate, on the open seat, George Hendry, H-E-N-D-R-E-Y, Hendry. We're going to page 1A, continuing with faculty. Mathematics. The open delegate seat will be filled by Joe Pastore, P-A-S-T-O-R-E. The alternate remains open. So the delegate again, Joe Pastore. Philosophy. Delegate, Stephen Grover, G-R-O-V-E-R, Stephen Grover. Alternate remains open. Sociology, delegate, Nicholas Alexiou, A-L-E-X-I-O-U, Nicholas Alexiou. The alternate, Stephen Leventhal, L-E-V-E-N-T-H-A-L, Leventhal. This is not a correction, this is a clarification. On page three, the students. The very first item is the Student Disciplinary Committee. The six students who are there are not senators. They're part of the FSCC, which is under CUNY bylaws. Also, under CUNY bylaws, at the very bottom of the page, graduates, University Student Senator Representative Kathy Carell. She is not a Queen's College Senator. She is a representative of the USS who was voted through an election process at Queen's College in a similar manner that the FSCC was voted in. So they're not senators, FSCC, or the graduate USS representative, but they're all part of this election report. Okay. Questions, additions, or recent amendments from senators? I want to appoint as my temporary parliamentarian, Ken Moore. Ken, can I ask for the famous consent? Okay, and I wish I'm going to ask your, again, no question. I'm going to ask the unanimous consent for the election report for 2019. Any objections to that? Seeing none? Okay, motion passes. Thank you very much. Item number two on our agenda. Let's go back to the agenda page. Nomination and elections. The first election is for the holder of the chair. This is for next year, 2019 through 2020. 1 year. Nominations.
It's my honor and pleasure to nominate Simone Yearwood as chair, holder of the chair of the Secretary of State.
Any further nominations? Any further nominations? Well, seeing none, I'm going to ask the Secretary to call for one vote. The Chair, Edward.
Thank do, I'd like to ask if there was before we start in the old culture, I want to first, we'll be speaking to everyone else. Thank you, sir. I'm thank you to the people who have been working with me. I've been a member of the executive committee. Some of you are from the office, and I look forward to meeting all of you. Another thing I'd like to do is going to see anyone who has anything about you involved in this work? I mean, I've leaned on him heavily this year. I also want to thank everyone's name. I will just thank you for the 34 years of service. And with that being said, I'd like to take it. The first is the nomination for the city host, the city holder of the
I'd like to nominate Christopher Wagner, Associate Professor in Elementary and Early Childhood Education, Vice President of
the Community. I'd like to nominate Marie from the Family Nutrition of Life Science. First nominee is Teresa Girl, Secretary of
I'd like to nominate Dr. Bud Gordon for the executive committee. hoping students are right around with myself. Are you here at the time? Are you cool? Hello, myself. I'm a member of the Department of Privacy.
But we now have on the board and you, the full complement of 9 people, and two of those people just to be the secretary and the deputy chair. We can have, all members and not also officers. So, part of the personality of the students is only the students are the secretary and the deputy chair. Sometimes the secretary for many years was a faculty member, but I got to the council of the Ontario and how we should be able to do this. Secretary serves on the executive committee, and the secretary has responsibilities mainly to take the minutes. So it's not an honorary position. It takes the minutes of the executive committee, not the committee.
vote.
Thank you, Executive Committee. Members, to start off first with our faculty members representing extension as a natural scientist, social scientist,
and my name is Christy Ryan. I would like to nominate myself as a nominating committee.
Hello, my name is Colin. I'd like to nominate myself for a at-large. I want to show you that I'm going to nominate Colin, who's not here. Sharon Sullivan, the Arts and Humanities. Is a representative of my future and survival. Thank you, Anna. Princess? Because this is a education at large and the national science. Thank you.